What were the criteria for the founding of new branch monasteries at Ajahn Chah's time? Good question. what comes to mind is Ajahn Siribanyo. Most of you probably know him. He's the head of the Dao Da Monastery in Thailand. He's been ordained now for, he comes from a kind of a wealthy family, and his father was very upset when he was getting more and more interested in Buddhism, and then made the decision to ordain. Ajahn Siribanyo's father said, "I can't believe that a son of mine is getting so involved in an organized religion." And Ajahn Siribanyo said, "Oh, Dad, you don't need to worry. Buddhism in Thailand is not organized." Which is quite true. So finding a real clear sort of criterion and bullet point agendas for how things got done, it was really, really dependent on the circumstances at the time and maybe the sincerity of the because sometimes it would come from the initiative of the monks themselves. Lompo Jan wanted to go back to his home village, which is quite ordinary in Thailand. That many of the monasteries are set up in the monk's home village, where they're after maybe years of tudong or training or living with other teachers and going back and establishing a monastery in their home village. And so that's an example. It's like Lompo Jan, Lompo Tiang is similar. His village, I think it was, his village was where the monastery got established. So the early branch monasteries of branch monastery 1 and 2, was the home village of the monks who were going there. Other monasteries were established on the initiative of the lay people who wanted to offer a place to a practice to Ajahn Chah, or they've had some connection with the community. Wat Khun, which was this 1,000-acre wild forest. They wanted to offer more to Ajahn Chah, but Ajahn Chah felt that could only look after 1,000 acres. It was a reservoir. It was a forest that had this power dam, a hydro dam had been built, and then as the water came up in the reservoir, then there was this kind of peninsula of land in the reservoir. And the forestry department was concerned that it was for it to be protected, and they thought if they offered it to Ajahn Chah, he would protect it, which is what has happened. So that it was this beautiful forest that Ajahn Chah felt keen to take on and set up as a monastery that would be of benefit in the future. Some places were lay people that had faith for some reason or other and wanted to have a branch monastery. I mean, think of, say, Ajahn Anaik's monastery. It was a group of lay people who had been going to Wat Bapong. They were quite distant, so they couldn't get there regularly. It was an Amper Date, be about 60, 70 kilometers away from Wat Bapong. They wanted to offer a piece of land to Ajahn Chah, and there was basically no, it was just paddy fields. So it was not a forest, it was not nice. But the lay people had faith, and so Ajahn Chah thought, well, we'll give it a try. And the name of the monastery that Ajahn Chah gave it was the Forest Monastery of the Beautiful Banyan Grove. And he said, well, this place is so dismal, we should have a nice name anyway. So the monks went to live there, and Ajahn Anaik was one of the early, he was a young monk when he first went, and he wasn't the first abbot. But then they started planting banyan trees and then doing all sorts of reforestation so that the forest was kind of built from scratch. And so they're, the criterion was probably mostly faith sincerity of either the monk who was going or the lay people that were there. Ajahn Mahasupong's monastery, Budindang. Budindang, that was a lot of relatives of Ajahn Chah. A lot of people from Bangkok had moved out there because the land was available, and the land was very rich. And so then, there was a connection between Lumpur Cha's village and that new property. It was in it, the next province over, close to the Cambodian border. And they really wanted to have a branch that was associated with Wat Bapong and Ajahn Chah. And so then Lumpur Mahasupong was willing to take it on. So there was certainly in the early years at Ajahn Chah's time that it would be really more or less Lopo Cha's. If he supported it, it would probably happen. If he didn't support it, then it wasn't going to happen. So that was the main criteria, was getting Lopo Cha's support.